and of God. Let us emphasize one detail. Never to have lied, never to have said, for any interest whatever, even in indifference, any single thing which was not the truth, the sacred truth, was Sister Simplice's distinctive trait. It was the accent of her virtue. She was almost renowned in the congregation for this imperturbable veracity. The Abbé Sicard speaks of Sister Simplice in a letter to the deaf-mute Massieu. However pure and sincere we may be, we all bear upon our candour the crack of the little innocent lie. She did not. Little lie, innocent lie, does such a thing exist? To lie is the absolute form of evil. To lie a little is not possible. He who lies, lies the whole lie. To lie is the very face of the demon. Satan has two names. He is called Satan and lying. That is what she thought, and as she thought, so she did. The result was the whiteness which we have mentioned, a whiteness which covered even her lips and her eyes with radiance. Her smile was white, her glance was white. There was not a single spider's web, not a grain of dust, on the glass window of that conscience. On entering the order of Saint Vincent de Paul, she had taken the name of Simplice by special choice. Simplice of Sicily, as we know, is the saint who preferred to allow both her breasts to be torn off rather than to say...